People who drink red wine and eat dark chocolate because they're supposed to be good for their hearts could have another option now. There are new studies that indicate that dark beer may help prevent heart disease and strokes. John Foltz is professor of medicine and nutritional science at the University of Wisconsin Medical School. He joins us from Madison. Dr. Foltz, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, it's a pleasure talking to you.
Why dark beer and not light beer?
That's a great question, and it's exactly related to why red wine and not white wine. When they make white wine, they start with the plant materials that you ferment to make the beverage. To make a dark beer, for example, they put barley and malt and hops, the chunky material of plant source, into the vat, and then they brew it, and the alcohol content starts from zero and works its way up to 5 or 6%. If you take the chunky stuff out early and continue to ferment the sugars, you'll get a light-colored beer with the same alcohol content, but it has only one-third or one-fourth the flavonoid content.
So the trick is to keep that chunky stuff in there.
For a longer period of time, that's correct. One important thing is when we eat a meal, we generate extra lipids and fats and cholesterol in our blood, and you'd like to protect that from oxidation. So the key to the French paradox is they drink the red wine with their meals, and when I drink dark beer, I drink it with meals so that the beneficial flavonoids are at their highest level in the blood during that processing of the meal.
The French paradox is a name for the fact that the French who drink red wine also have a distressing habit of eating lots of fatty foods altogether, butter, cream.
I've traveled in France, and it's wonderful, but it is high cholesterol, high fat, but they have half the heart attack rate that we do.
And they credit red wine.
Correct, and I believe they're right.
I understand that so far this important research involving dark beer has mostly been conducted on test tubes and on 8 dogs.
Yes, and now we're doing it on ourselves. The key, though, is moderation.
Yeah.
It's 1 or 2 glasses of wine or 1 or 2 bottles of beer, not, you know, the whole case.
Let's make something clear. You don't have to drink either beer or wine to find a beverage that has some beneficial effect on your heart, right?
That's absolutely right. Because the same flavonoids that are found in beer and wine are found in the grape and are found in purple grape juice. But we started with this whole thing because it's been known that moderate consumption of an alcoholic beverage has indeed shown to be beneficial to the heart. And we know the alcohol is a minor contributor. The major thing are the flavonoids in the beverage.
Dr. Foltz, thanks very much.
Nice talking to you, sir.
Dr. John Foltz, professor of medicine and nutritional science at the University of Wisconsin Medical School.